Kodak, pick the topic, we ain't following trends. We doing interviews with JoJo in the back of the Benz. This the JoJo and Big Homie show, we bringing the heat. iHeartRadio with 105.3 to beat. We just clean house, let me clear off your lens. Talk a lot of shit, but still come back with the win. I know people capping just to try to fit in, but when that...
Are we starting?
Of course. We chilling. I mean, I could do the intro. So
yeah,
we
do, the, yeah do the intro. Shit.
All right. What's good, Atlanta? It's JoJo Alonzo, the baddest buddy boy in the game.
What's poppin'? It's your big homie, Kodak.
And you're tuning to the JoJo and Big Homie show, the Big Homie's house, you know.
Yeah.
We have a...
Special edition Big Homie's house.
Special edition.
We got a returning homie.
Returning homie.
She got a lot more money now.
She got a lot more money, a lot more ass.
Hey,
okay. Assed out.
Erica Bay.
Give it up, Erica Bay, to the ball.
What the fuck is going down?
Let's
I'm in the motherfucking building.
In the motherfucking building. How you feeling? You looking good.
Thank you.
You looking like money.
You're glowing.
Give me $100. Can I buy $100?
She got the green.
You one of them.
She got $100.
She got the money green. See how she coordinated
exactly.
The purse with the jacket?
I'm
the shorts.
I'm
paying attention. Them shorts. She got on them Daisy Dukes.
Man,
that they still them, call them that?
Listen, my mama had like 3 pair.
Do that girl them Daisy Dukes on.
The Daisy Dukes are fighting for their fucking life right now.
He's so stupid, y'all.
Hey, no, dead ass.
Yes.
I seen the ass from the front when she walked in. I said, God damn.
Damn.
Well, I mean, shit.
That's what she's supposed to look like. We're going to get into that. But, you know, Eric and I, we started the show. We got the... Well, we got something new.
I was about to say.
What we got
yeah.
new? What's
we got
new?
Something
what's
new. Since you've been gone.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Okay.
So, basically, let's just keep it a buck.
Keep
I say
buck.
This every time. Whatever. People, you know, hello fans who's listening right now. I'm toxic. Let's just fucking say it. People think I'm toxic, so I've just accepted the fact that I'm toxic. So, we have this segment called How Toxic Are You?
Okay.
All right. So...
Can I say
well, let him, because I feel like he gone. He.
Because she tried me at the show.
She, I told her the truth.
Okay,
at
well,
the show.
Wait, because that's what I was going to say. I was going to say, like, do you hate men who smoke hookah?
I don't hate it. I just don't absolutely love it.
Okay. And then a situation happened. What happened, Kodak?
When?
You said she came at you.
Oh, yeah, no. Nah. Okay, so I'm backstage smoking hookah, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm smoking hookah and I'm drinking. Minding my own damn business. And I walk back out to the floor, and I hear them talking shit about niggas that smoke hookah.
Mm.
And I'm like, why the fuck Kodak?
I literally just said earlier, we were just talking about, like, men who smoke hookah. So in Atlanta, that's just the norm, like. It's the norm, dudes smoke hookah in Atlanta. Like, is that a turnoff for you? Like,
I mean, I just think
what about it makes you make what they say make your balls itch?
Make my ass itch.
Make your ass itch. What is it about men that smoke hookah?
I just feel like it's a girly thing.
And you think
you
it's
know,
feminine?
It's like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I can't stop laughing because I'm thinking about him in that damn hookah. Because
she walked backstage after the Big Facts joint. She walked backstage. And guess what the nigga was
I
doing?
I thought he was a non hookah man. So, you know what I'm saying?
Why? Because he's just so big.
Yeah.
No, I explained.
He a big nigga. You don't
I explained.
He, big nigga smoke hookah too.
I explained to Bobby Fishkill why I prefer a hookah over...
Tell us.
Yeah.
Because I hate, like, when you smoking the blunt and that motherfucker, because I've been traumatized by niggas that be smoking the blunt and they get too small and they still want to pass that bitch to you. And that shit be burning my fingers.
But you don't got to take it.
That's what I said.
Peer pressure.
Ain't no damn peer pressure.
Peer pressure.
Ain't no damn peer pressure. You big as hell for a motherfucker trying
to peer pressure.
That motherfucker
got and also the blunt got to be pre-rolled before I get it. I ain't never rolled a blunt. Day in my
Are
life.
You serious?
Nope.
You don't need to be smoking it.
I'll smoke
it.
That's why you smoke hookah.
Like the girls I'm with to roll it.
You should smoke hookah.
The girls I'm with
you
to
trust
roll
them?
It.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's crazy because there was something on Instagram that said you gonna be in a club, the niggas gonna be smoking hookah, and the girls gonna be rolling the blunts.
I seen it and
you
I
seen
felt
it?
That.
Yeah.
And I felt because the girls really do be rolling up the weed while the dudes be trying to fix the clothes on the hookah.
In fact.
But I mean, I'm not mad at it. I'm just saying.
I mean, I ain't mad at it.
Niggas
either.
That smoke hookahs is catching all type of strays today. God damn.
This is the thing.
You know what? He probably make a mean hookah.
He don't.
So if I ever,
what?
Oh, damn.
No, that was back in. We was at the spot.
Okay.
I've been practicing.
All right.
I set the shit up at the live show.
I spoke too soon.
All right, now, bro.
Yeah, and I upgraded from just regular shisha to the Delta 8, the THC joint. So you know, it's kind of like I'm smoking weed in the hookah.
I actually got to try that.
I've been telling her about it, man. Ass shy. Shy thought the same thing. She's like, this is regular.
I just put some weed in there. I just put some crumbs in there.
I don't know. I just told him that yesterday.
I don't want to waste weed and it don't smoke the same.
But you ain't gotta put. Well, maybe you do. I don't know.
I don't know the weed dynamics. I'm not a weed physiologist.
This is what you do. You gotta mix the shisha with the weed.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. And put it in the thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you gotta
like
cut
you'll
it.
Get high.
You gotta cut the dope.
Basically, you'll get high, but it's like you smoking a hookah and you smoking weed. So.
I wouldn't expect to get a blunt. But you gotta understand that hookah,
that shit pull a lot of smoke.
But I also would rather eat the weed, so I like edibles.
I don't like edibles. You like eating everything.
That's what it is. You just like the taste of something.
Right.
We was talking yesterday about the edible story. Motherfucker brought some shit up there, and I didn't know it was edible.
She bought brownies.
She just brought brownies. So, like, you know, a nigga see brownies.
No, that's the number one infused thing. How he found out is she bought the brownies, and we sitting there, like, doing our podcast. Now he throwing down on these brownies. I'm talking about eating them. And I ain't saying shit about it. Like, you know, he eating this shit. So we get around and she's like, yeah, so I sell edibles. And I'm like, what kind of edibles? She was like, brownies, like those right there. He mid bite, like, hold the fuck up.
No, mid bite through the second one.
The
first one was already gone.
Yeah, it was over with. And then that whole, I ain't gonna lie, he was stuck.
I was.
His heart started beating fast and shit.
Yeah, I started hearing the blood whoosh through my veins.
I feel like people over-exaggerate the effects of edibles. I feel like they do.
Oh, no, nigga, not exactly.
I'm not an edible person.
Have you ever done shrooms?
Yes.
Yeah, I like shrooms too.
I love shrooms, but it's not something you can do all the time because I'd be feeling like I'm a superhero.
When I did that, I was like...
Driving.
Yeah.
Why would you be driving?
Okay, no, here's what happened. Oh. Here's what happened. So I ate it, and I was like, this shit ain't doing shit. So I didn't start driving until an hour and a half later. So it started to kick in, like, right when I'm about to leave the spot we was at. And I'm like, I feel weird. Okay. And then when I get to the car, driving. I'm like, I think I need to go to the hospital.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah.
I don't know why you would want to drive a car.
I didn't know. Like it was my first time. It was my first time.
So you should have been at home just chilling.
I thought he just wanted to try stuff. But I know we said next time I'm doing, we're going to be like in a cabin somewhere.
Right.
Yeah.
In a closed off.
Yeah.
Where you can go to space.
In a cabin, I'd probably be a little freaked out.
I'm afraid to try like hallucinogens or like niggas be doing acid and shit. I would never do that shit.
Okay, that's crazy.
I would never do it because I did hear
I don't take acid.
I thought
she
was about to tell me a story about
that.
One time in college.
I've never had it, guys, but someone did tell me. I know somebody that's close to me who tried acid before, and they told me that it just sounds bad. Like, they like, okay, it sounds bad.
It sounds horrible.
Acid, but it really gets you... I don't know. They said it's a different type of high.
Why do you feel like that?
That's just saying how people be on coke. Like, you,
I don't understand that.
I don't understand it either. But people do it, and it make them feel a certain way. Some people even say it's better than sex, which I cannot see that
I've
happening.
I've heard that, and I think that's very outrageous to
say. I do too. But I'm saying that people, that's what they say. But that's what they said about acid. But if you're listening to this, please don't try no damn acid.
Please don't do that.
Don't try no damn bath salt. Don't try no
alcohol. It's so safe to a certain extent.
Don't do that shit.
Yeah.
We don't condone any of that shit over here at the Big Homie's house, the JoJo and Big Homie show.
If you do, just don't tell me.
It's your own preference.
Don't even tell me.
But speaking of judge niggas, because that's how we originally got on this topic.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies, would you judge your nigga if you found out like he had OnlyFans?
It's not more of a judge thing. It's more, why do you have OnlyFans as a man?
And what are you doing?
And what are you putting on there? Yeah.
What are you doing on OnlyFans?
Why are you a man with OnlyFans?
Do you think OnlyFans is only for women?
I feel like it is.
Why?
Women making a killing on that motherfucker.
Hold on. But why? Because when people do porn...
I just don't feel like that's a manly thing.
Porn is a manly thing.
I mean, it is, but... OnlyFans, it's like...
Are you saying audience?
It just looks feminine.
Are you saying like
that's
audience?
That's what it is.
Yeah,
it just
like,
looks
like,
feminine.
Look at the OnlyFans logo. It looks really...
That's what I'm saying. So it looks really soft. I feel like it's more for the girls.
I literally don't know anything about OnlyFans. Like, I never went on the website.
I don't believe you.
I haven't. I don't know. I haven't. Now, you know, good and damn well, I'm not finna be up here lying. I'm gonna tell you the truth.
I told her she needs to start a feet page.
He told me to.
But people are weird. People will buy that.
No, I have people that be in my DMs.
I've heard about it.
I must have seen you $50 if you send me a picture of your toe. Like, I just feel like that's how they sound.
Whole time, yeah. Yeah, I don't know how I got this $50 here.
I got $50 today.
Yeah.
Fuck you was doing?
No, nothing. Nobody if you do that.
Nothing. Fuck you talking about?
Man, no. Somebody said they give me $50 if I got that show to my toe. I don't know, but they over there holding the $50.
Okay. I don't know how I got the money. But no, but check it though. I haven't been on OnlyFans, and I feel like if a man had OnlyFans, I don't feel like it's a feminine thing, but I just feel like you need to find another way to make some. I'd rather you be out here selling dope than out here jacking your dick off to the world.
That's not the first thought in a man's head.
That's not your first hustle.
No, nah. Like, you really have to be on some real, like, something wrong with your brain, I think, if you really on some.
Yeah. Special.
Because women, like, honestly, like, women, our bodies, like, we're obviously a lot of times sexualized and shit like that, but we're beautiful creatures. Like, we know, like, sex sales, and especially right. for women. So that makes sense, you know, to a woman. Like, okay, yeah. Like, that's why women, you see more women being strippers. You see more women, you know, bottle service or whatever. Because, like, that's what attracts motherfuckers. Niggas, though, I don't know. It don't get me. Like, if I don't want to see your dick swaying, like,
you don't see a nigga doing a helicopter, doing motherfucker?
Like, I would rather go to a strip club with women than a strip club with dudes. And then OnlyFans, like, there's some fine-ass niggas, though. I ain't gonna lie.
So that mean you be on there?
No, I'm saying there's fine-ass niggas in general.
That exist.
Oh, okay.
And just picture they ass just naked.
So you but do want to see that?
You'd pay for that?
I wouldn't pay for it.
So you just want niggas to send you that heat?
You just want it for free.
You don't value sex work.
I don't know.
Now she's considering it.
Let me think. Because if there was a fine-ass nigga who I think is very attractive and got a big dick, and he probably on there fucking somebody, I want to watch it.
I don't think that would do anything for me.
It's porn.
Yeah, but you know what? I've never been a porn type of person.
I was just about, like, you don't watch porn?
No, I could never get into it because I feel like it's not me there. So I'm just like... Mm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So anybody I ran into that's into porn, I just be like, how does it work for you? It depends on
what you mean by into porn. Because I'm not into porn. I don't really go home and be like, look,
I mean,
not
just
porn
watching it every day. But if you watch porn, you're into porn.
I'm into porn.
If I'm going to masturbate, sometimes I will put on porn. Most of the time, no. But if I am
going... You got the rose?
No.
You missed it.
You got
the rose?
Yeah.
I need penetration.
Okay.
So that shit, I don't think it's gonna do anything.
I mean,
anything.
You get a dildo.
So somebody told me I need to do both
at the same time.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey yo.
I swear I heard that rose be going crazy.
Listen, I heard it. But I understand the penetration thing.
You gotta have it.
I understand it.
So that's the reason why I haven't.
You just gotta have strong arms.
For what?
For the rose.
The rose.
I mean, if you do both.
So I want the one that like sits up and I could just bounce on it.
Yeah, oh,
you want the
like
you want the little plastic,
like
the nigga with
the
abs,
surface, like not the body.
I want the one that like stick on the
wall, right?
Yeah,
and you could just, yeah. Hell yeah,
that's how I would do it.
Up the street,
Tokyo Valentino.
Is that what it's called?
The big one with the is pink or something. That's what it is.
Okay,
I wonder if they got rose.
Go to Starship. Go to Starship.
Oh yeah, go to Starship.
Go to Starship.
I've never heard of Starship, but okay, I know what that is.
Yeah, go to Starship.
Yeah, go to Starship.
Okay. If he's saying it, it's probably highly recommended.
Nah, we just got a commercial.
We do highly recommend it.
Yeah, definitely highly recommend Starship.
Yeah, they endorsed us.
Shout out to Starship.
Okay, hello? We got to get some product. Let me go to Starship again.
What the fuck type of Starship product you going to have in this motherfucker? You going to be sitting have a nigga with the ab dick on the table?
Mm. I mean, y'all can have an interview about that and just really discuss, you know.
Okay. So
that's education.
All right, we need Miss London back in this bitch now.
Oh, my God. With the cucumber lady?
Nah, hell no. That's Jasmine Banks. Don't ask me
her first and last name.
Oh no, that's Jasmine Banks. I remember she came on the show and she tried to.
Nah, I pulled out that motherfucking zucchini.
Yeah, he had his ass. She the one with the cucumber who was sucking the cucumber
girl with the pink hair
and was fucking with the cucumber, right?
I think so.
Alexis Scott did it at this point.
No, she was the OG motherfucker. Yeah.
Okay. Remember that? Big on social media.
Yeah.
She
the one that started it or whatever. And this nigga, she came on a show and this nigga was like, I got some for you. And she was like, oh my God, please don't tell me you got a cucumber. He like, yeah, he pulled it out. I'm like, nigga, that's a fucking zucchini. He's like, that's most definitely a cucumber.
Same shit. I feel
like
it's same shit. Suck it.
It ain't the damn same.
Same shit. Suck it.
It's not the same shit. And she didn't suck it because it wasn't a cucumber. And she was like, you should have told me to bring my own.
Yeah, because I was thinking like, damn, you gonna if you really suck this motherfucker, I just pulled out a bag. You're a nasty motherfucker.
Zucchini is bigger, right?
Yeah.
No, he bought this little shrimp ass zucchini.
Oh, you tried to clown her. Okay. He wanted to clown
her. And the one she was sucking on was probably as big as his mic.
Or your arm.
Yeah, she was going crazy. And she was sick.
So, Faster Cap.
Faster Cap.
Like, all right, say you're talking to somebody, right? Do they need to post you before you post them?
No.
So cap. That's some cap.
That's cap. Yeah. I feel like I can be the first person. Always been the first person.
But
and
what
like, it always like works out because like after I do it, it's to them like, oh, okay, so you do fuck with me. So I can post them.
But
yeah. Like they posting you to a lot of, you posting them to a lot of motherfuckers.
But what if you don't, what if you post it or post him and he don't never post you back?
Do you need to be posted? Is that a thing?
If you post him, are you only posting him in contingents of knowing that he's going to post you too?
No, that's what I'm saying. For me, it's never been that. Like, okay. To me, at this point, whoever I'm dating, if I post them, like, the world going to see them.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't feel like they got to post me because I probably got their followers too.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, but that's just me. Other women probably feel like, I'm only posting him to see if he's going to post me. Like,
mm-hmm.
Now, if I see that he don't post me and it's a continuation of me doing it, then I'm going to just stop posting him because why you not posting me?
But are you gonna make a big deal out of it?
No. I'm gonna ask him about it though. Like, damn, why you? But if I post him and he repost it, then I count that as posting me. Like, if I tag him or something and he repost it,
it's different. The story,
either way, I'm on his story.
Hell nah,
fuck that. I had a situation where I was talking to this nigga.
See, you was hurt. That's what it was. Know what happened?
Mm-hmm. I was talking. I'm always hurt. Ugh.
It's okay, girl.
Like these niggas.
Man, it's hot girl summer, man. Turn up.
Hello. You heard what he said, but this guy that I was dating, it was his birthday. Now, mind you, he reposting everybody who posted his shit. He reposting it. Thank you, big bro. I love you. Fuck with you.
Oh, he didn't repost your shit.
He did repost mine, but he didn't put a caption. He captioned everybody else's shit.
Oh.
And then reposted mine and just
like regular.
See, that's why you can't show.
Okay.
That's why you can't show love to nobody on your birthday. You got to keep it all neutral. You got to keep it neutral because if you don't show love to everybody the same way. That's how you get situations.
I
would have
felt
like
some type of way. I ain't gonna lie. If he didn't say nothing.
But then he
subliminally
said,
you gonna be like.
And then when I brought it up to him, I'm like, oh, you try to keep it cute. He like, what do you mean? Like, I don't never post any woman on my page. You the first woman I ever posted on my page. So like,
duh, he gonna say that.
What's the issue? Duh, y'all just know why niggas be thinking motherfuckers be stupid. I be acting stupid, but I'm really not slow.
I just act slow. Stupid.
I just act slow.
Look, I just look like this.
Mm.
Okay.
Fine as hell, girl.
Oh, appreciate that.
I just act like this. Okay. Motherfuckers, I swear. Okay, now listen, question. Do you think that do you think a woman benefits more by having a roster than a man? Do you think it's more beneficial for a woman to have a roster than a man have a roster? Like, she got a whole bunch of hoes, he got a whole bunch of hoes. Who benefits more from
Having hoes.
Oh, duh, he do. Because the bitch is going to do everything for him.
What? Like what?
Like anything he
like
asks him to
do. Like suck his dick?
Well, it depends on who the nigga is.
Cap.
It depends on who the nigga is. And it depends on who the woman is. Because for me, a roster wouldn't do anything for me because they're not going to do anything for me that I can't do for myself.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the circumstances.
And what he about to do?
I mean, he might want to, I don't know, buy me bags or take me out every night or, you know.
So, you said buy you bags, take you out at night.
Yeah.
So, imagine, like, you just one person. I'm not saying you are on the roster, but I'm saying you're one woman on the roster.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And he has, like, five other women he got to do that for. That shit add up.
But then with niggas who got it don't really matter. But
that shit still
is that
add
really
up.
Beneficial? Well, maybe to the man.
But some girls are, I'm not going to I'm speaking for myself. Some girls are dumb and don't care about whether they do this or that. As long as they fucking them, some girls feel like, hey, I'm good with
that. Like, so motherfuckers will be fucking
it can go
nigga.
Either way. It depends on who the person is.
But
it depends on how you do.
But you're
with.
Not going to keep a woman around that you're not doing much for too long.
A motherfucker,
I mean,
she not gonna she's not going to be on your roster too long. She going to find someone, especially like in Atlanta. Like, I say this shit all the time.
That means he's in that category.
I don't know about that.
I say this shit all the time. If you got a fat ass in Atlanta, somebody doing something for you. You never see.
What?
You never see. Okay, not like that, but like, it's damn. A nigga on it's a nigga on your line.
Oh, okay.
It's a nigga on your line.
Okay.
You cannot be thick as fuck in Atlanta and just be unknown.
You say that, like, you can also say
him.
That
I
you
feel like
be,
it's impossible.
It's impossible. Like, okay, so the where I was raised, it's called Old National. It's on the south side.
Oh, on the south side.
Yeah, it's a long-ass strip. It's a long-ass strip.
Not Atlanta.
That's Old National. That's Old National.
It's not
it's
Atlanta.
It's South Atlanta. It's Metro Atlanta.
It's
fuck
not
you.
Atlanta.
Fuck you.
I feel like...
So every time I'm driving allegedly. Down the motherfucker, I'm like, but hey, you ain't never going to see no bad bitches walking down here.
Cause not on Old National.
Because you're not going to see bad bitches walking or on public transportation. Like, I feel like that's impossible. Like, they're going to have... Niggas going to make sure that they not on public transportation.
Now, let me say this. I will say this. Do I have a fat ass? No.
But you're fine.
But I'm fine as fuck.
Whoa, let's check our egos.
Don't what am do I checking? Come on, mommy.
What am I checking? Ain't shit to check, nigga. I'm fine as fuck, like
okay.
I said. And motherfuckers think the same thing that you said, like, oh, somebody gotta be doing something for us. Somebody gotta be doing something for us. Nah, man, that's not the case.
You don't make me hit my goddamn mic.
I feel like it gotta be a dude on her phone. We not gonna say
just
options. Doing stuff for her. Yeah, because niggas don't do shit.
But I really don't have options, though.
You're lying to us.
You're gonna lie to
me? Go to your DMs right now.
I will.
Not in your DMs.
My messages?
Yeah, your text messages.
Okay,
shit.
A little bit more personable. Okay.
You go through all that shit, I ain't got
go
no hoes.
Because I know where to go. Because I know you're lying to me.
I'm not lying.
Call him out.
Let me put in some keywords. Let me put in rent.
Me and Rudy do that. I know me and Rudy did that. I know it.
I don't ask niggas
to go to the messages and type in a word.
You got to.
Like,
I don't ask niggas to pay my rent. I don't ask a nigga to do shit.
But I feel like that's
I wouldn't even feel right if they did.
I feel like that's a bad bitch quality, not having to ask a dude. Like, I feel like
it's not even having to. It's not even wanting to ask. Like, I don't even want to ask you to do that because I got it that much. Like, please.
But
like,
you got to understand, like, you definitely
you're
got
different.
A bag.
Yeah, like, you're yeah. different.
No.
Let's go
no.
back to, like,
take
where we where we
it.
Came from. Let's be honest. Me, I would love a nigga to pay for my rent, but I'm still not asking him to pay for my rent.
Like, I mean, we would all love it.
Even if I don't have, like, say, for instance, I don't have the money. I'm still not going to ask a nigga to pay.
I'm not asking no nigga. I'm not
gonna
ask my mama before I ask a nigga. I'm sorry.
Yeah, like, I just don't
I'm asking the fam for
why,
to
why you don't
want
to ask a man to pay your rent?
I don't even want him to feel like
he
has that control over
exactly,
me.
Exactly, that he would hold that over
like,
your head.
Yeah, like, well, I'm...
She need
so
me.
You need... Yeah.
Suck like, my dick.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want to suck your dick, sir.
I don't want to suck it today.
Just help me. Fuck. I'm about to get kicked out.
I love her.
You want me to suck your dick?
Yes.
To pay my rent.
To pay my rent so I don't get kicked
let's
out.
Let's help each other. Help me help you.
Take your ass back on Old National. And get
he is ghetto as fuck. Get
and
him
let her
he's
suck
ghetto.
Your dick for free. She will suck your dick for free.
I don't want that type of dick.
She will suck your dick for
scary.
Some
crap. Yeah, boy.
Free
you
so
you don't
scary.
Want nothing?
Like nothing at all?
You good?
Hey, I know a girl. Listen, I
that's
know
that's why
a girl.
Like when women be like, oh yeah, why don't you go to one of them hoes? I'm scared of them hoes.
Listen.
I'm trying. I'd rather
are out there though.
I'd rather you sell it to me than get it from them for free.
So you will buy it.
I'm not saying I would.
That's
no,
exactly
you're
what you just said.
Lying. You clearly
he
said
just
you
said that.
What?
He said he don't want nothing free.
Hold the fuck up.
So free isn't always money, right?
No, Kodak, shut
free can
up.
Mean time.
Boy, get out of here. You do not want
to
time.
Yeah, I'll spend time.
Time of a pussy.
Our time over money.
You
time over money. Hell yeah. I'll wait.
But you are so full of shit, Kodak. You full of shit.
This is why I don't deal with him in the real world.
No, he's
full
of shit. He clearly said.
I don't even entertain. Didn't he say? Because it's our account.
This nigga said.
Are you saying I'm lying?
I'm definitely saying you're lying. And I'm going to. Yeah. I'm going to pull up the receipts and show you, motherfucker. Because you, first of all, you let it be known that you will buy pussy.
I ain't found nobody I buy it from.
We're just observing that you do that.
You definitely found somebody you'll buy it from. You just ain't got the bag to pay the bitch who you want it from. Let's just
probably
be honest.
Right. You're probably right about that.
Yeah, I know. I know I'm right.
You're probably right about that.
Yeah. But as soon as this nigga gets his bread
ask, up. I don't know how to ask, though, either.
Shit.
How would you ask?
Let me see.
Bitch, how much? Like,
let me see.
What you need?
Yeah, that's what you need to ask. Don't ask how much. Just be like, what's up,
y'all?
Like,
yeah, don't say how much.
Because y'all ego is like, bruise easy.
No, no, do this. Be like, you good? You need anything? Don't say what you need. Be like, you good?
Yeah, don't say what you need.
You need anything?
Yeah, I don't know how to ask.
Like, you got to seem like, no, no, that's what I'm telling you. I'm telling you right now. Ladies, if you hear him say that, he's trying to buy the pussy.
How you know?
Because I know niggas try to buy my pussy. Like,
okay.
Did they succeed?
But do you sell it?
I definitely don't sell pussy.
Okay,
I don't give a fuck.
So you a bold one if you do that?
I don't give a fuck how much you trying to pay me.
It's not that serious to me. Wait.
So if a nigga come to you with a meal.
Boy, okay. Now he want
to. I'm definitely popping the pussy open.
Duh.
Do you want to like this or do you want to like this? Like, what you talking about? You want me to sell some dick? What you need, baby?
Whatever.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to just keep it real, but. A million?
Boy, get out of here.
But it's for what? Because you're not going to last for 3 minutes?
Exactly.
Nigga, I'm finna pop this bitch.
It'd be jokes on you. That nigga done took a perk.
I don't give a fuck.
Drunk a pint of him.
That shit ain't going
to
last.
That nigga is, hey, he about to demolish your motherfucking
ass. You trying to tell me that I just got to fuck you for 10, 15, 20, 30 minutes? I don't give a fuck. You ain't going to fuck me for 24 hours. And yeah, even if you did, I'm going to be... And that bitch can't wait to finish or get that meal. What are you talking
about?
Think
about that meal the whole time.
It's just $1 million, girl. It's okay.
I'm in the bind, Nate.
Look, just repent when you done, girl. Just repent when you done.
Shit.
Yeah.
Y'all get up. Oh, my God.
Please shut the hell up. You probably going to say some crazy
ass
shit.
That. Whatever it is, just hold it. Just
okay. No, but like to go back to what you said about this money shit, you're definitely paying for pussy. And it's okay.
Nobody's mad.
And actually, women really would want you to, like, women don't want to take the time out of their day to keep dating you and wasting time and shit. Like, bro, if you just be honest and tell me what you want to do, like, just say that. But you have to weed out the women who are actually trying to date you.
Yeah.
You know? And niggas, I feel like that's how niggas come at that.
Oh, you sounded kind of hurt when you said that.
Oh, yeah, man.
What'd he say?
He said bitches try to finesse you.
Bitches will try to finesse. How much can I get out this nigga without doing
that's
shit?
That's exactly what it's going to be. But you have to understand, you got to weed them out first because off rip, they know that they not fucking you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But they
if you fucking
like
with
it.
A nigga, exactly. I do that all the time. I make the nigga think that he's gonna fuck and he's never gonna fuck.
Duh.
I did that to this nigga for 6 months straight, and he did so much shit for me. I felt so bad.
He found somebody that really appreciate him, huh? He gone.
He was such a good dude. He was, but
who
I
was
knew
using him.
I wasn't really using him. He was cool as fuck, but I knew if I gave him the pussy, he was gonna fucking flip out because he was.
Oh, you were saving.
He
both
was
y'all.
Doing so much for me. I knew he was gonna wreck out once we had sex.
6 months.
6 months. I'm talking about dinner. Clothes.
What you was telling him?
I'd never say anything about us fucking.
What was your excuse when he tried to do it?
What was my excuse?
Yeah, let's talk about it.
I think I told him that I just wasn't ready. I think
he respected that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I told him that I was still like, I was focusing on my daughter, my career and shit.
Okay.
And I didn't want to like get, I didn't want to get sidetracked and that my feelings... Like, I needed to learn how to control them
what you
because
want.
Type
what
shit.
What you want?
That's he just straight to the point.
What you want?
He just want to get to...
No, not what you want.
What you want?
You need anything?
You
got to sound like you give a fuck. And
that's,
I'm only
see,
saying
that's
that because
problem.
We didn't have an issue with that.
That's the problem.
I don't even know how to fake like y'all give a fuck.
Yeah, and that's the problem.
Look, man, I don't give a fuck. So, you don't give a fuck about me, I don't give a fuck about you, but your ass big as fuck. What you need?
What you need.
Get
and that's fine. No, that's perfectly fine. I get it. I get that, sir, because guess what? I don't give a fuck about you either.
It's in his DM room.
But if I need to finesse you to get a couple dollars out your ass, then
what you need?
I'm going to just finesse your ass.
Niggas be finessing too, though, so I don't feel bad about what you're saying.
No, exactly, but that's the thing. Women and men need to start understanding, realizing that women only want one thing and men only want one thing. The only thing that makes it complicated is that women, some women aren't just going to openly sell their pussy.
No. Because they're scared.
They just not going to. No, not because they scared.
It might not just be their thing.
Yeah. Like
if you're doing it, it's your thing.
No. You got to understand women who.
Yes.
Ooh, I almost said
if
the wrong thing.
If you
only $1 million, you know, but it's still not my thing. But if it's $1 million.
If you talking to this guy and he got a lot of money. You're not gonna a lot of
why
women
you just
don't,
can't like the nigga.
Wait, listen, hold on, wait, no, fuck that. If you're in a relationship and a man asks you to fuck and he has $1 million, but you're in a relationship, are you fucking for $1 million?
Well, I'm gonna make a business decision. I'm gonna make a business decision.
That $1 million got a head
with my man, and I'm gonna tell his ass, look.
If my girl came
you have
me
to
and
sacrifice
said, hey.
Me, babe. This is good ass pussy you get every night. I got to give it to somebody else. So we finna get $1 million. So what you gonna do? And knowing what a nigga would say, he gonna be like, give me half. Like he own me or some shit.
Duh. Half, nigga. That's all my money. Fuck you.
Oh, my God. Oh, he is half. A selfish man.
The fact that he even actually thinks that that's true.
He not even the one doing the play.
First of all, he not even allowing that shit for his girl. He would die broken, starving.
So y'all going through it. Y'all like down bad. Like nothing.
They gonna
come along and be like, I got a meal for your girl.
They gonna die broke.
Damn, Erica, that's a good ass question.
I'm just saying, what you gonna do?
Hey man. Damn, boy.
He gonna let her do it. This is what Kodak gonna do. He gonna let her do it, and then he gonna resent her for that shit for the rest of her life.
He gonna think about that shit for the rest of his life.
Yeah, when he fucking her, he gonna be like,
bitch.
I bet he hit you like this, didn't he? I bet that $1 million was good.
Don't
but y'all gonna be rich.
I bet you gave him that good pussy for that $1 million.
I bet that shit was tighter than this, huh?
Wetter than this. Stupid.
You give me this leftover ass.
But y'all gonna be a meal up.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm gonna be a meal up, bitch.
Y'all niggas ain't shit. Y'all niggas ain't shit. Then y'all just control every fucking thing, but.
That's not a problem.
What would you do?
I was about to say, if the roles were reversed.
If it just went bad and...
listen. We all have to be realistic. So, I'm a backdoor off of what Sus said. She said, she's just going to be honest. Like, hey, this is what I was proposed with. Need some money.
I'm just letting you know I'm doing it. I'm just giving you a heads up.
In a way.
I love you, my dog.
You can, hey.
I'll be back in 30 minutes.
I mean, but at the same time, you got to understand, like, the nigga, that's going to be a loss for his ass,
I'm going to ask him, do you got $1 million right now?
That's what I'm saying. It's going to be a loss.
Yeah, because you still going to do it.
Exactly. I'm definitely doing it. I had a situation. It wasn't $1 million, but I was, when I was younger, back in my younger days, not fucking for money.
Okay.
I was in a relationship, and this guy, this celebrity, this fucking, I told you it was? I don't know. I did. This was years ago. This guy, he wanted to fly me out. And
oh, yeah,
he like a top-ass nigga, like.
Top five all time.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it.
Yeah. And he was trying to fly me out one day. He see me out, and he was like, shit, I'm going out of town. I want you to come with me. Don't pack shit and bring your ass. I told my nigga. I said, I'm going.
You told your man you going?
Hell yeah, I'm gone.
You know what's crazy?
But I did tell him.
But you know, I know that story is true because I know somebody else he did that to.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
yeah,
see?
Yeah.
Really? But I told him, though, I said, listen, I'm going because I got to go. I said, but I'm not going to fuck him. I didn't fuck him.
Bullshit.
Okay.
You said you didn't?
I
could have
did
that.
That's
didn't.
Easy. I could have did that.
Yeah, I told him. I said, I'm not fucking him. But the thing
was, as your man.
He thought I fucked him
duh,
anyway.
Your man going to think that? You going on a whole trip
we
with another
up.
Nigga?
Yeah, we fucked up. He the whole relationship was fucked up because he thought I fucked. To this day, he think I
he
fucked him.
He can't even listen to this nigga.
I feel you, sis.
And I never
I feel
fucked
you.
Him.
I
got
feel
flew
you.
Back early because I didn't fuck. He spent me.
He
flew
me
back.
You know how many songs he can't listen to because of that shit?
First of all.
Why do niggas feel like they can't listen to a nigga song just because this nigga tried to holler at they bitch?
Check this out.
What
this,
the fuck
this,
is wrong with that?
I don't listen to artists if we have personal shit going on.
Okay,
if you
that
fuck,
I understand.
If you fuck my girl,
no, I didn't say
I'm
fuck
deleting.
Your girl. I said try to holler at your girl. And
if you
know
try,
it.
If you try to holler at my girl, no, it's different because he don't think.
Switch
he,
it up.
No, he don't because he don't think he just tried to holler. He
yeah,
think
he
think
fucked.
He fucked.
All niggas think that.
Yeah, they do.
Any
and that's
nigga
the part,
that try to holler at your girl, you swear they got something or
and,
had something.
And
or,
they think that, first of all, they think that anytime you fuck with a nigga or if a nigga giving you some money, you automatically gotta fuck him. That shit is not true. No. That shit is not true.
As a nigga, I know niggas who give up the bag without getting
yes! Chips. I'm telling you, that dude, like, who's gonna remain nameless, but that big nigga.
Yeah.
That nigga got so much fucking money. This nigga, like, I told you I don't got nobody that's doing nothing for me, so but I just recently nigga. Got somebody on the roster. But
okay, period.
See, that's how I know she be lying.
No. That's recent. You know about him.
He's a big I do.
Nigga. Okay. And he's a big ass nigga. And this nigga would
big
just...
Big like size or big like...
Both.
Both. And this nigga just do some shit like, I ain't have to do shit. And this nigga just...
So there are men like that out there. Like that.
Well, you have excess like that. I mean, if you a nigga that's up like that, spending the money ain't shit.
If a nigga like that really spend time with you, that's when you really know you can fuck.
And I spend all the time. You know what I'm saying?
Bullshit.
You can't spend money and not spend time.
I'm telling you, I thought the same thing.
I'm just thinking for me because I'm emotional. You know what I'm saying?
No,
so
fuck
a nigga
that.
You got to spend time with you?
I mean, I might start to like him if he start doing nice things.
No, you can't start liking somebody if you know you're not supposed to like him in the first place.
Well, if I'm not supposed to like him, then I'm not going to like him.
Yeah.
But I can't control the world and, you know.
That's true. But that's why this particular person is the weirdest shit ever, okay? He'll say something to me, like say he'll text me, I'll respond. And then he'll be like, hey, do this today. And then let me know when you do it. Okay, I do it. Let him know. I wouldn't hear from this nigga like. I would text, just text you because you told me to text you. Won't hear from this nigga. Hope you have a good day. Won't hear from this nigga, right? 2 days go by, still don't hear from this nigga. Next thing you know, money in my fucking account.
You be cash wrapping?
No.
Wire. Got to wire.
Wire. Like, in my account. Like,
I don't know. Somebody that cash wrap noise I like.
I love it.
That's why you got to have that Zelle. You got to have that Zelle notification,
Zelle don't give you
too.
A noise, though.
Zelle don't give you a noise.
On your messages?
It's regular noise. But the cash, you know what the cash app is.
Cash app is like that little sprinkle of change.
It's like change.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So
but you can change your shit, though, just saying, like, niggas not doing that. But you can change it, like, certain notifications.
Oh, you can change
your
Zelle.
You can make it sound a certain way, yeah.
Bet.
Yeah, because Zelle is in my phone under Zelle. Like, ding, you got this fucking money in your fucking account.
So the Zelle hit when he sent it.
Yeah, but we wasn't talking for, like, 3 days. I ain't hear from this nigga. He, ding, don't hear nothing, maybe for another 3 days. And I'm like, I like
So y'all
this.
Talking for 3 days at a part. I mean, 3 days at a time. But
maybe
y'all
not that.
Tripping because...
Shit, he taking care of business.
He just... in the phone.
He just doing what he gonna do.
So
I don't know. It's weird.
Story, it is men out there who will do that.
Yeah.
For sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll look on time.
And I ain't never seen that shit before in my life.
Hello.
I mean, niggas do be, you know, cashing out, but... I just want niggas to know, if you listening to this shit right now, I want you to understand that us as women do not have to have sex with a man just to get something out of him. And
no.
I actually have to say this. I'm going to say this and I'm going to pause. I'm going to let you respond. But men think that women, we talk about this all the time on our podcast, but men think that if women accepting gifts from men is as equivalent to a man fucking another woman.
No, it's not. That sounds stupid.
But before I... Who's that? Okay. But yeah, that's how I feel. Kodak, do you wanna elaborate on it or you wanna?
What?
Is your cup still full?
Hell no.
I'm tired of you playing with that cup.
We gonna have to pop open that.
Ooh. Not this.
Are
one.
You full? No. Do you have something in your cup?
Okay. The guests get the.
Oh, that's so sweet of you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't want no Ciroc. Please don't give me no Ciroc.
Not the dark. It's another room anyway.
Yeah.
We gotta go get it. But no. Okay, so, man. Erica, like I said before, you looking a little thicker these days.
I am.
You look amazing.
I've been in the gym.
What made you like, you know what? I'm about to go get this ass.
You know what? I always said this since high school.
Mm.
Like, because I was on Instagram, of course, in high school. And I was like, you know what? Fuck the gym, because these girls look too good. Like, I'm seeing all these different models and fashionable models and all that. And I'm just like, okay, well, if I could just go do that, why work myself out in the gym and fucking sweat my frontal out every day? Like, I went through that. Like, literally trying to do it,
and it didn't
the
work.
Old-fashioned way. And it started working. I was starting to look good, but it just got tiring. I was tired. I was tired of sweating my fucking weave out after I just got it done. I was like, I need an easier way of doing this shit. So I was like, I told myself when I was in high school, because I knew I wanted to rap then, I was like, as soon as I get enough money to go get a BBL, I'm getting a BBL. Fuck them.
Now you got that motherfucker.
Yeah, I got that motherfucker.
Do you feel like in this industry that we in, like, women are pressured kind of to get that motherfucker, like, to have that look?
I definitely feel like they pressure, but I don't feel like that's why women get it. Like, the world has this narrative of women getting their body done because the internet bullied them into doing it. Like, people even saying it about me, oh, she got bullied into doing it. No, stink. I said in high school that that's something that I wanted to do for my own life, for my own convenience, because I knew what I wanted to be. You know what I'm saying? So some women do it because of the internet. Some women do it because they genuinely just want to fix their shit up without having to fucking go to the gym every day. And
well,
I feel that.
You just said, like, you got it done because you knew what you wanted to be. So do you feel like you getting a BBL enhanced your career as an artist?
Absolutely. If we just being honest, yeah, like, it definitely does. And I knew in the career field that it would help. But, like, I always come back to, let's not say that I said that I got it because people said I should get it. Mm-hmm. I got it because I knew it's something I had to do, and it's also something that I wanted to do because I'm just not a gym girl. Yeah. Now, I'm going to go to the gym now. I'm a lot more motivated, you know, because I can see it. But before, like, a year ago, I was like, man, fuck this shit. I'm tired of this damn Stairmaster kicking my ass. Like, I'm finna go get this shit fucking sucked out. And I did, so.
Yeah.
That's how they went, and I look fucking good. So if anybody got an issue with it, take it up with the motherfucking doctor.
Okay, period. Hello.
The Yam Cam is definitely live. She live in this motherfucker.
I feel that, but like, for instance, okay, say you said that you do feel like that it helped, you know, you getting a BBL, it helped your career or whatever. But how would that go, you know, with all these different women that's in the industry, you know? You know, like, people say, oh, you were bullied into it, you were bullied into it. Do you think they saying that you were bullied into it because of the industry that you were in, and it's like, oh, I know I got to be in this industry, I know I got to look a certain way, so let me do that? Like, I think that's why people say, like, bullied into it, if that makes sense.
No, I feel like I don't know exactly why people say that. People say that I was bullied into it because it was literally people saying that I was fat or that I needed it, or oh my god,
the internet is fucking
the internet is mean as fuck, evil.
Mm-hmm. Saying, you know, she got all that money, why she ain't got no BBL? Not knowing, I booked my appointment a year in advance, like, before y'all was even saying all that shit. Like, that's how booked up the doctor was. Top dollar. So, yeah, like, I always knew, like I said, it's something I wanted to do, and it wasn't me being bullied. It was me knowing what I needed and also knowing what I wanted. So, shout out to the BBO girls. Mm-hmm. Shout out to the natural body, too, because I was one, you know, at some point. But, hey, fuck it. If that's what you want to do,
when
do
busted
what
you want to do. When Busted with that peak, you was a natural body motherfucker. So.
I was definitely a natural body when Busted came to a peak, yes.
Yeah.
Do you see a change in, I don't want to say in your profession, but do you see a change, I don't know, in general, in your life, like, I don't know, Instagram, DMs, music, anything. Do you see a difference between not a BBL and with a BBL? Like, maybe, like, people wanted to fuck with you more because, oh, she got an ass, or did you notice anything different about that?
But have you even came out and, like, said it? Like, this is, I went and got this.
Right, so this is my first time actually, like, broadcasting that I have had it done. Mm-hmm. I haven't really been posting because it hasn't been that long. I mean, but I had to come back to work, so, hey, look, fuck that.
Yeah, because it's quick. We talked about it at the live show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And at that time, I was natural, so, yeah.
Oh,
I
damn,
really,
you just got that shit.
Yeah, that shit new. Like,
yeah,
I think she, like,
like, maybe, like, a month now.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so, yeah, I just feel like, hey, what the fuck ever. If that's your cup of tea, girl, that's your cup of tea. But like I said, I haven't really been posting since then. But I have a video dropping on Friday, so maybe I'll be able to get
Which
into it a little more.
What I like to talk about. Let's get into the big homies kitchen. This new music.
Hey.
What's up, man? You got the world looking at you. You give them something to look at.
I got them something to look at. I love the world. I love the world. The world has just gave me so much knowledge and love and hate, you know. But hey, I'm taking it all in.
I like I said downstairs, I don't like how they be doing my girl. Like you
can, I mean, it's
you can say
it.
You can say you don't like her, but let's not act like she can't fucking rap.
Hey man, I didn't say he did. Listen,
let's not act like, you know, Big Banks can't rap.
Hey, I feel like I can rap.
I absolutely believe
you. I feel
you
like
rap.
I'm good.
Yeah.
You know, but I feel like everybody should feel like that about themselves. So you can't be mad at a bitch for feeling like, hey, she the best.
We need like more cyphers and freestyles and like.
Let's bring it back. I want to bring back like battle rap and freestyles.
We definitely
you know,
gonna have
some park vibes. You know,
we got the freestyle vibes going.
We got it loaded.
Definitely.
About the new music, so it's dropping this Friday. So you said this Friday we're gonna put this out on Monday. So it's already out.
Yes,
it's already out.
It's already out.
So what's it called? What's the vibes?
The new single is called Pop Out. So it's just something right now just to keep the girls going. Because a lot of my fans been like, hey, like, it's been a year. Like, what we doing? Like,
it has
you
been
ain't
a
dropped
while.
The project. You mm-hmm. you keep pushing it back. But you know, with labels, you have to, like, make sure it's right before you put the project yeah. out. So we was like, okay, we going to put this song that's on the project out for right now. So the video was out. If y'all haven't checked out Pop Out, go check out Pop Out. It's a lot of popping out going on. It's all pink, really cute. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, we just continuing to move forward.
For sure, for sure, for sure. Nah, you know, you are, like we said before we got started, you are the first major artist to come and rock with the homie. So, you know, you good. You got my stamp with
the
whatever,
homie.
That's
whatever
what
you
big
need.
Homie.
The big
like,
homie, Erica.
Whatever you need, I'm going to go to war for you in them comments. I be getting, look, motherfucker.
He be getting
your stupid
ass comments.
Up.
That's all fuck with him. He got back it up.
Yo, no profile picture having ass, bitch.
And it be them. Yeah. Like, come from your real
then
face.
They be blocking your ass.
Yeah. Like, they go, how you gonna comment? I see a notification, you responded, and now that shit disappeared. I
you
saw it.
You don't
want
to get in their feelings when you say something back. Like, don't get in your feelings. Think you shouldn't have said that.
Like, damn. And then if you gonna say something, say it. I can't respect a motherfucker talking shit from their goddamn
I
backup page.
I can never take it seriously. It's like, I don't even know who I'm talking to.
You got
first
a,
of all.
You got a picture of this motherfucking blank ass shit. This anime avatar.
You know what,
ass
y'all?
Nigga?
I found out, and I'm sure y'all know too. It be kids.
Oh, definitely.
It be like 11, 12, 13, 9.
And they be old as fuck.
You know what? Or, that's sad.
With no legs.
No.
Ooh.
Quit talking about the hand.
Just saying, hey.
That's fucked up.
No comment.
It do, shit.
I don't want to lose my legs. I'm going to just pass.
Yeah, like.
I'm dead shit but, right now.
But,
hey, y'all don't fault me for being honest.
Yes, you asshole.
I seen it before. Hell, motherfucker didn't have no damn legs.
A nigga talking about you?
Talking shit.
Yeah.
And what you say?
It got reported. Just know
period,
that.
Period.
No,
reported not, for bullying.
That is exactly. Cheat code. I'm not about to fight with you.
I can't say shit.
Report.
Just report.
Report. Watch, hey, say goodbye stupid. To your account. Stink. But no, big homie Banks kicking it with the homies.
Facts.
We appreciate you coming through looking like money, talking about your new music.
Yeah, for
I
sure.
appreciate y'all having the flow queen in the building.
Y'all go check that out. And this is Big Homie's House, JoJo and Big Homie Show. We up out this
And we up out of here.